Continuing on our film and literature talk, let's talk about another exciting bit of news from the film industry. Because famed director Bong Joon-ho is preparing for his comeback. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on this Wednesday. It's January 26, 2022. That was Pentagon singing Feelin' Like, starting us off for today. So, good news, you guys. This is exciting. What do we say? Hip hip hooray! Or yahoo! Or these are old school. Maybe like slay. Clearly, I don't say that in everyday speech. Anyway, great news for everyone because Korea's beloved Academy Award-winning filmmaker Bong Joon-ho has found his next film. This is 2 years now after his hit that swept the entire world, Gisaengchung, or Parasite. Do you remember the moment that you were watching the film, or maybe even just after you finished watching Parasite, thinking to yourself, wow, that was good. Wow. That's what good films tend to make you feel. It lingers. You know what I mean? Well, get ready to feel that again. So this new film, it's going to be his third English language film following Snowpiercer. That was in 2013. And then, of course, he had Okja in 2017. It's going to be based on an unpublished U.S. science fiction novel on clones. The protagonist is actually a clone named Mickey Seven, who is about to be replaced with another clone called, yep, you guessed it, Mickey Eight. So it plans something grand. It reminds us a little bit of like Wachowski brothers or Wachowski siblings, I think we have to call them now, right? The movie Cloud Atlas. Do you guys remember that? That also starred Korean actor or actress, I should say, Bae Doona. One more thing that we know about the film so far. I don't know if it's confirmed, but allegedly, it is highly likely that actor Robert Pattinson is going to be the main character of the film. Now, I know the first thing we think when we hear Robert Pattinson is Edward Cullen from Twilight, but you guys, he is actually a phenomenal actor. Every role he plays, it's just so convincing. I've yet to see him as Batman. I don't think that's out yet, but I actually have high hopes for it. I think if he wanted to be a kick-butt Batman, he could definitely do that role justice. He's just a phenomenal actor, so I am looking forward to that. There you go. Lots of good stuff to look forward to, that being one of them. You guys can stay tuned for updates. We will share as they come in. Let's listen to a song that is just being loved by everyone, similar to Gisaengchung or Parasite. Sokodomo featuring Zion T and Wonstein with Hwaejeon Mungma, Merry Go Round. That was Sokodomo featuring Zion T and Wonstein with Hwaejeon Mungma, Merry Go Round. You're tuned into K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio on this Wednesday. Let me share with you how you can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz that's bound for India. We have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and of course, podcasts through whatever podcast app. If you guys are a fan of the podcasts, please let us know. Give us a rating. That really helps our show get, unleashed. It connects more people to us. And so we definitely appreciate that quick minute you take to do the rating there. You can also follow us on our Gram account at KBS K-pop. And that way you get to see all the weekly posts that we put up for our weekly segments. We can share some of the messages and the comments and the song requests that you guys send us via that on our show. And we may even pick you for one of our winners. We pick out a person on Wednesday, one more on Thursday, and then we send them out prizes from us here at KBS World Radio. So please go ahead and follow. One more time, that is at KBS K-pop. Two songs up next. Here we have Kim Na-young up first. This one is called 이별 후회, or There For You. And this is actually a soundtrack for the romance series featuring Choi Woo-sik. If you guys don't know or recognize that name, he is the son in the movie Parasite. And of course, actress Kim Dami, she was huge in the Itaewon Class drama with Park Seo-joon, right? It's being well received, not just in Korea, but all over the world. Apparently on the Flix, it's in the top 10 for the official weekly viewership chart for non-English TV series for 4 weeks in a row. So that's something. Check that out if you're interested. We also have Yoon Jong-shin with his song NFT. That's a hot thing, right? Very hot keyword these days. Unfortunately, he's not talking about the non-fungible token, but he's talking about Non-Fungible 2. It's a love song, so check it out. Would you like coffee or tea? This is our daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about everything and anything that sparks a conversation. Have you ever opened a package of broccoli and discovered a live scorpion inside? Well, I mean, neither have I, but this particular woman in Australia has. Her name is Chloe Mitchell, and she almost passed out, understandably so. This was recently from opening her package of broccoli that her father-in-law purchased from a local supermarket because, like I said, there was a live scorpion lurking inside. Ugh. So apparently Mitchell was preparing a meal. And she put broccoli in the steamer on the stove and then, oh gross, steamed broccoli and scorpion, anyone? Well, she almost like reached out to grab, you know, the few pieces left in the package. And then she saw something crawling along the chopping board. Mitchell told the news outlet, "I yelled for my husband to come into the kitchen and he said some choice words." When she and her husband attempted to capture this eight-legged toxic creature, it started to get very aggressive. So eventually, her father-in-law was the one to dispose the scorpion, fearing for the damage it could do to the local ecosystem if it escaped. Upon this news, a representative of the supermarket chain said in an interview that this occurrence is very unusual and that this broccoli hitchhiker, if you will, isn't where they belong, which is likely back on their producer's farm. Oh my goodness, if that happened, I don't think I could ever buy packaged broccoli again. I don't think I'm going to buy packaged broccoli even if it didn't happen to me. That is terrifying. Once I was driving in Hawaii, it was at nighttime. I got into my car, put my seatbelt on, turned on the engine, and I like felt something on my leg, my bare leg. I was wearing shorts, and I thought, oh, it's a stray hair. Because, you know, I had long hair. Lots of hairs would fall off and fall on my leg, and it would tickle. So I like brushed it off. It was not a hair. It was a centipede. And from the feel of it, it was like the length of my hand from middle finger to bottom. And it was crawling on my leg. And oh, I flinged it off somewhere in my car. It was still in my car, freaked out, just rushed to anywhere where I could park and get out of my car. And remember using like some type of, I don't remember if I had a flashlight or if it was my phone, but I remember trying to find it. Yeah, needless to say, I didn't ride that car at night if I could help it for a very long time. Let's listen to Broccoli No Majo, Broccoli You Too, singing 어떻게든 뭐라도, struggling. Following that, we have Woo Hyo singing 청춘 Day. Requests and responses. We love hearing from you guys, and we're always tuned in to which songs you'd like to listen to next. We're going to read out your messages, blast out your requested music, and then, of course, we pick out a winner at the end of this segment, so please stay tuned till then. If you guys ever want to participate in this segment, just look for the most recent requests and responses post on our Gram account. That can be found at @KBSKpop, and leave us your message there. And we'll try to share them on air. And if we do so, you might be eligible to win that prize. Let's start off with our first one here. Pig625 said, "Hello. Needing some motivation to get out the door into the cold to run errands on this winter day. Please play 시작 by Kao Ho and keep warm and healthy." Ooh, what a great song, because we just talked about Kao Ho yesterday. I don't know if this listener is maybe falling more in love with Kao because of that Starpedia segment or if it's just a coincidence. But thank you for that song request. If you guys want to know more about Kao Ho, you can catch that Starpedia episode. Again, that aired yesterday, so just look for the podcast. For Tuesday the 25th, I do believe. We're going to play that for you, Pig625. Here is Kao Ho's 시작. Start over. That was Kao Ho singing 시작, Start Over. If that doesn't give you a burst of energy and gusto to power through, I don't know what will. That's such a great energizing track, right? Let's get to another one from Mogire Machuki. "I am from Kenya, and I adore Korean pop music culture very much. Please play any song by BTS for my friends out there. Please let's stay safe as always. Life is so dear." Yeah, life is indeed dear. And it takes a global pandemic to remind us of that, unfortunately. But hopefully it did the job and everyone is not taking things or people or freedoms or, you know, just things that we, the little happiness in life, for granted anymore. Because, man, I'm so sick of the pandemic. Another one from Jesse Kunyong said, "Hi, this post-snow day makes me feel so nogunhae. I'm studying for my winter course currently with my dog." Ooh, sipping a cup of hot tea or hot green tea. "Can I request 밤편지, Through the Night by IU? Thank you and have a wonderful day." That sounds lovely, no? Just having a cup of hot green tea, which is good for you, boosts your metabolism, antioxidants, with your lovely dog, right after a day of snow, which means that outside is still white and covered with it. Yeah. For those of you wondering, 녹은해 means tired, like very tired, very exhausted. So, well, we hope that this song soothes you and gets you through your studying. First, though, we're going to play BTS's 친구, Friend, and then we have IU's 밤편지, Through the Night. 1, 2, 3, 4. That was IU's 밤편지, Through the Night. And before that, BTS singing 친구 or Friend. A couple more messages we wanted to share for our request and responses segment here. This one is from Oh Jin-yeon. "January is the Monday of months." I like that. "And it genuinely feels like January. January 6th. Hold on. What is this number? 627,385th day. Why does this month always feel so long? Would love to hear anything from Song Si-kyung, as his voice always makes everything seem better." Does January feel long for you guys? I'm trying to think. It felt kind of quick for me, but now that I think about it, we're still in January. Like, my mind's kind of already gone on to February thinking, oh, January was a nice month, but it's not over yet. So you're kind of right. It is a little bit long. Interesting. I love that, though. January being the Monday of months. I'm sorry, January. But that's so what you are. We're going to play something for Song Ji-young for you. One more message, though. Joseph Yu. Hey, it's been cold here, so I've been indoors binging on the flicks and eating too much chips. So, to continue this trend of not doing anything productive, can I request XOXO by Somi just because? Let me think about that. Yep, all right, we'll do that. Binging on chips, binging on the flicks. Oh, that rhymes, sort of. Nothing to do. Oh, that is the life. We hope you're enjoying that. What flavored chips, by the way? You know, everybody has their unique, different type of flavor, right? Here in Korea, we have so many ones that are different from the typical ones you see in, I don't know, a country like the U.S., for example. The U.S., like salt and vinegar, yeah, that's unheard of here. But like octopus flavored? But you don't really have that in the U.S., right? We have that here. Anyway, we're going to play Song Si-kyung's I Love You. That's for you, Ah Jin-yeon. And for you, Joseph, here's Chun So-mi singing XOXO. That was Chun So-mi singing XOXO. Before that, we had Song Si-kyung singing, or crooning, really, I should say, I Love You. That brings us to the end of our segment, which means it's time to announce our winner, and that is Ah Jin-yeon. Congratulations. Please email us your name and mailing address to kpop@kbs.co.kr so we can send out your prize. Let's take a listen to Drippin' up next. This is Villain. We just heard a song by Taeyeon, Can't Control Myself. Before that, we had Drippin's Villain. And that brings us to the end of our show for today. Thanks for tuning in. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.